Yeah, no, he's praying right now. Do I need to appoint our vice chair? Do we need to appoint? I will go through the first roll call. Senator Tai.
Here.
Senator Stankovic.
Here.
Senator Duarte.
Here.
Senator Chow.
Here.
Senator Nunez.
Here.
Senator Mimon. I guess excuse. Is there any motion?
I move to approve the agenda.
Would any of you be able to amend the agenda to add, how do you want to call it? Yeah, but we need to go through.
Okay. To add the informal review of SR 25-6080, informal review of SR 25-6081, and the nominations of all commission chairs for the 2026-2027.
Someone make that
motion.
Oh, okay. Senator Stankovic, motion to move the amendment to the agenda that CLO just made. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Nunez. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing none, is there any other motion? I guess, can you motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Yeah, I move to approve the agenda as amended.
Motion to approve the agenda as amended by Senator Tai. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Stankovic. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move to public comment. And guest announcement. Is there anyone that wishes to give a public comment or a guest announcement at the moment? Okay. Seeing and hearing none, we'll move to new business, as we don't have any business. First, we have resolution 2526072, Save Free Student Press Initiative Referendum. That's a referendum that Daily Cal is trying to pass. So I don't know if I was able to look at it. I don't know if you guys were able to look at it, but we can open a formal discussion if you're wishing to discuss it.
Would anyone like to? Mm-hmm. Would anyone like to?
For a while.
Do you all want to?
I don't really
have anything to
talk about
unless
you have questions.
I don't have anything to say about it. I think the presentation was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, at the end of the day, it's going to be on the people's choice if they do or not. So,
yeah.
Okay. Would anyone like to move it to the Senate floor?
The motion to the SR 25-72 to the Senate.
Motion. Senator Rodarte motions to move resolution 72 to the Senate floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Tai. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move to item B, which is SR 25-6071. I don't know why they're not.
Why is it after? Yeah.
But resolution in support of the billionaire tax. Which was introduced by Abby and Isha Chandler. You guys, would any of you like to open to review?
Kenny, did you want to talk about it a little or no?
No, I wasn't actually really involved with this one.
Okay. Just if we have any.
I wouldn't be able to answer that.
Okay, no problem.
Sorry.
I don't know where Abby is. Maybe I'm meeting Isha was at the iftar, so and I don't know. We could text her legislative team. I could text Maddie. But I'm not sure if she even wrote this, because usually there would be a question. If you want to talk about it, we can, but
I just have a quick question.
Would you rather Abby be here or someone who knows that they'll be here?
Oh, no, I'm in support of this. It's just a question.
We can ask. Also, I don't know if anyone ate, but I didn't eat meat, so you're welcome to take this. I haven't touched it, if you're hungry.
Okay.
But I think it's chicken. So I brought it anyways in case any of you wanted to eat something.
Thank you.
Okay, well, We can move on and wait and ask some questions maybe in text if you have any questions.
No, I think it's good.
Or
yeah, I think it's good.
I moved to forward this to Senate. Senator Nunes moves resolution 71 to the Senate floor, second by Senator Duarte. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing none, the motion does not. We'll move to item C, resolution 2526075, urging the City of Berkeley to uphold police accountability. Measures by Abigail as well. No one from Abigail's office.
Well, I'm actually.
Okay. Awesome. We can open maybe informal discussion, so you can say something about the bill.
I move to open informal discussion for 5 minutes.
I second.
Motion to open informal discussion resolution 75 by Senator Tai for 5 minutes. Second by Senator Nunez. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing none, that motion passes.
I move to recognize Kenny Cutter.
Motion to recognize, sorry, what's your name?
Kenny Cutter.
By Senator Tai. So second?
Second
by Senator Stankovic. Anyone opposed? Okay, seeing and none.
I don't have too much to say about it. I'm mainly here for amendments, but essentially the bill is pretty straightforward. It's addressing the recent attempts at rolling back police accountability measures at the City of Berkeley level. A lot of this sort of started at the beginning of this year, where the Public Safety Policy Subcommittee at the City Council voted to roll back their pepper spray requirements along with tear gas requirements, and they're looking into some other stuff. And this also addresses the Flock safety cameras that they have installed around the city, as they're also reportedly considering expanding their contract with them. But yeah, otherwise I'm here for any questions, and then I have some amendments.
What are your amendments?
It would be co-sponsors and then a few edits to a few clauses.
Anything of that force?
No, no, of course.
Be my guest.
Where should I send them?
Would you be able to send them to my email?
Sure. Your ASUC one?
Yes, preferably. It's
yeah.
S. Tehran.
Yeah.
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah. You should have it now.
Yes, it like took a while. Are you accepting co-sponsors?
Yes.
Would any of you wish to add yourself as co-sponsor? Or wish for me to add you as co-sponsor, I guess?
I would.
Yeah, you can add me too.
Okay. Senator Tai. Sorry. I had to like look in.
Wait, mine's already on.
No sponsor twice.
Oh my god. Wait, who else did it? Sorry. Oh, sorry. Whoops. I have a question for the first whereas.
Yeah.
Is that like a new thing? Is that like a new whereas? Because the first one in the one that we have no record says the SEC Senate passed Resolution 2025-26-001. And in the edit, you start by, in 1997, the Berkeley City Council, and it's like a completely different.
Yeah, that I'm saying to skip to the next clause. So the first clause, the advocacy agenda one, that stays. And then you add, or well, how I worded it in the email, let me see. So this, we're asking for the second whereas clause to be moved to be the third whereas clause. So you just copy paste that one. Edits that you see as the first whereas clause in the email, that's editing what is right now the third whereas clause.
Okay, remove and paste second clause. Yeah. So the second clause becomes the third one.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one that you send me becomes the second one.
Yes.
Timer.
What do you want? Be able to maybe extend.
I move to extend time for 5 minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Motion by Senator Moose to extend for 5 minutes. Is that a second? Second by Senator Johnson. And I delete the third one, right? The third clause?
Is it good?
The one that says the Berkeley City Council requires being notified. Yeah.
I delete it.
Okay.
Wait, can I try
something? Mm-hmm.
This is good.
Does everyone
have
a charger?
What was that?
Do you have a charger?
No,
I don't really care about
it. Actually,
no
one's using Apple. It's the same clause that you pasted, right? Can you, copy the footnotes specifically?
Which one's
chicken? Mm-hmm. I thought it'd be spicy, but I mean, it has like.
And then put it on the one we just pasted, the 1997
one. Oh, you don't want that one to be the second clause?
No. What I'm saying is that one's supposed to have a footnote, but I can't send the footnotes over email. So I'm saying it's supposed to have the footnotes.
I see.
That was originally in the other one.
Yes,
yeah.
Let me find it. Okay.
So I think if you just copy, yeah.
It becomes the second footnote. Is that, yeah. Wait. And then in January, public safety.
So then the next one is a completely new one. And so that one goes right after the January 29th one.
So right after. So here? Does that look good?
No. So. That one's still, that was the one we already moved. And so now.
Oh, wait, sorry. I pasted the wrong one.
Yeah.
I still have the same one.
Oh, okay,
perfect. Oh, why is it. It's not pasting what I want.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Perfect, yeah.
And then, do you want me to just then paste every single other one on order?
Let me make sure this one doesn't have a footnote with it. I think it does. So could you just insert the couple of edits?
I was just gonna kind of add it everything and make sure that it's where it's supposed to be and then.
Okay, yeah. So this next one does have a footnote with it too. So just make sure that one's still attached. Though, could you remove the after the February? Because I left that. Just delete the XX comma.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I think it was actually good where it was at.
Yeah, so you want to put it after?
Yeah.
Okay. The new clause in 2020.
Yep.
Where is that footnote?
That one, I don't think it has a footnote.
Oh, okay. I thought that's
what
you were
like
talking about.
It's somewhere else. Yeah. I think I'm done. You can review. Yeah. Oh, well, no. So, that one,
we'll
that one
time.
Just, you can delete the one.
Just to extend time by, 2 minutes. Second.
Senator Nunez, moves to extend for 2 minutes. Is that a second by Senator Chuck? Any reports? Okay, same thing now. You want me to delete it?
Okay, yeah, you can remove that one, and then if you go down, you see the one where it says whereas BPD. The only thing we're doing is just moving where BPD is.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's perfect. That's all.
Okay. Nope. Great. Does it look good to you now?
Yes.
Anything else that you want me to add?
No, that's all.
Thank you. Is everyone comfortable with moving it to the Senate?
Okay.
So would any of you be able to make that motion?
Do you want to close discussion?
Oh, it's not yet 2 minutes? Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought the 2 minutes had passed.
I move to close discussion.
Motion to close informal discussion by Senator Cho, second.
Second.
Second by Senator Tai. Anyone opposed? No. Can someone now move?
I forward item C. I move to forward item C to the Senate.
Senator Cho forwards item C to the Senate floor as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Tai. Anyone opposed? Same hearing none. We'll move to item D. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, which is...
Hi.
Hi, thank you.
All right, my turn.
Oh my god, you added two?
The second one? Okay, we'll talk about that in a second.
What
the hell? I came here with the intention of one. It's been a very long afternoon.
Fake as well,
yeah. Should I wait for the scene to come back?
No, my bad.
Okay. So, firstly, procedurally, it's a little weird procedure for this. So, the usual thing you do on a resolution, right, is you forward it, right? This hasn't been referred to you by the Senate. This is a little special thing. What you're going to do on this is we're just going to open informal discussion so I can talk about it. I want you all to review it. But you're not actually going to take any action on it, because you can't. It hasn't been referred to you. Like, it's not officially in front of the XCOM, hence why it's not under the oath. Things at the start.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking you to review these because I'd rather not. This is going to be emergency at Wednesday, but I want it to be reviewed by a committee or two before it actually
mm-hmm.
goes in front of that because I'm only human and I might miss something. So,
80 or 81 first?
As a 80? False.
All right. So let's open number 80. Can I get full discussion?
How long?
Sorry, how long do I got?
How long do you need?
It's a 31-page resolution. How long do y'all need?
15 minutes? 30 pages?
Can we do 10 minutes?
Sure, 10. Only the first 7 pages, by the way.
Would anyone be able to do that motion? We can extend time if we need more time.
I move to open informal discussion on SR 252680 for 10 minutes.
Second.
Motion to open informal discussion on SR 252680 by Senator Tai for 10 minutes. Second by Senator Cho. Anyone opposed? Seeing and hearing none. Daniel, you have the floor.
Okay. Thank you all. I didn't intend to be coming here tonight, as of last night. Been a fun day. I'd like you all to go to Appendix A, which is the actual text of this resolution. It's a little weird. It's not the usual ESCOM resolution asking to take a stance. It's asking for the ACC to officially endorse this letter that Jenny, our AVP, would like to send the Academic Senate. Which you see on the fourth page, a very long list of people. It's going to the Council of Undergraduate Deans from Jenny. Then there is a two-page letter. And it is on behalf of all of us. All of you are named as signatories, so am I. That is a lesser used procedure, but it is valid. The context here, has anyone here heard Jenny's ad drop stuff before? Like the whole fight about that? So, from my understanding, they very much had to move forward on it. They're voting like either this week or next for the next Senate meeting. Otherwise, you do this the normal way. So, Jenny came to me and a few other people and mentioned the pressing time sense of need. I agreed that even it's in the interest of the academic rights students and her office and the functioning of that office, it would merit an emergency exception. So traditionally, it takes a 10-day turnaround for a bill. We can make it like a week if something happens to be put in late. I've helped quite a few people in this room do that. We almost never allow this kind of thing where, just procedurally, it's not happening right now. Procedurally, it doesn't really exist. Procedurally, it's going to be introduced to the Senate floor Wednesday night and approved at that same meeting. Which we almost never allow, except in the case of emergencies, necessary to the functioning of the ACC. And that's what we, as a council, have deemed. And I say council in fairly loose conversations. No official vote was taken. Yeah. So, the pressing need is to get the formal stance of the ACC behind this, which is basically a letter saying, hey, don't move the agile deadline farther. Because so far, it seems that all that Jenny has been saying has been treated as, oh, you're just one office, you're one student. And Jenny wants to put the entire, like, organization behind it to see if that changes anything. I didn't write the resolution, I just formatted it and helped her read over some clauses. I think Jonathan's in the other room if I want to call him over and ask questions, but yeah. It's only 31 pages because there's so many appendices of evidence because all these academic senate people like evidence. So Appendix A is the actual letter. Appendix B is their presentation they provided. C is a memo, D is the survey, and E is another memo. So there's plenty of context information if you'd like, but in my opinion, the most pressing things to review for you all are these three therefore clauses and then the letter. And I'd like to provide that time for you to read it. I mean, I feel like Jenny talked to us about this, like, she's been talking about this for, like, the whole year. Mm-hmm. Does anyone have any questions about it?
I've talked to them about it, like, they're really, I feel comfortable with this.
There's a part that says the ACC reviewed Senate Resolution Number 25.6XXX.
Where is that?
In the middle of, it's in the third paragraph of the letter.
Jenny sent me the thing with like the way they number stuff in AVP is like appendix 1.1, 1.2, 1.3. We don't do that, we do A, B, C. So I did it in the resolution template, but let's see, is there anything after this? Just those. Audrey, can I have edit access to SR 25260080?
Mark
Stacey's the chair of the Senate.
You're next.
Thank you. Okay, I'm legit just gonna. Here, you'll see. Straight through. Read number. Maybe. How did I read number? Yes. Next 1.1 is the presentation. So that's. If you're done, you're not taking any formal action on this. I already mentioned that. It's just.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, it's done, basically.
Okay. Do any of you have any other questions that you were wishing to ask?
No.
Would anyone be able to close informal discussion?
I move to close informal discussion.
Motion to close informal discussion on SR080. Then we'll move to item 2 under
E. Yeah, okay, so here's the other one. This is, again, emergency. I'm gonna be honest, this is more of a just logistical thing than anything else. It was either this or 5 months of them working not come to fruition. So we're going to emergency this. This language was approved by the UC Office of the President, and Superb has been working on it for months. That's all I can really mention.
Oh, so DC Superbs?
Yeah, this is a student fee referendum to increase the AC fee by $10 a semester per student for concerts. Every student would pay an additional $10 a semester for concerts.
And this would be voted on?
Yeah, voted on. Referring to the ballot.
So
The
ASUC fee goes up from 34 to 642.
Yeah, you see the. And I
don't think the same timer.
No, we close.
And
close
the ASUC.
And then this one doesn't need to be.
Yes.
I don't know if we're opening. Can you open it?
Oh, was it not?
No, we didn't open it.
Oh.
That's okay.
Oops.
You opened it? Can you. No, that's why I'm asking. Can you open? Because I didn't know if you were going to start talking.
How
so.
Well?
10 minutes.
Yeah.
I move to open informal discussion on SR 252681 for 10 minutes.
Second. Motion to open informal discussion on SR 252681 for 10 minutes, second by, I don't know if I said, by Senator Tai, second by Senator Stankovic. Anyone opposed? Seeing if you're none. Motion passes. I do really need to.
I've been trying not to
vote.
Okay. But like I reiterated, this will similarly be an emergency measure introduced on Wednesday night to allow Superb's ballot language to go into effect.
Why isn't this fee applying to grad students?
It's the ASUC fee, which doesn't apply to graduate students. The graduates have their own fee.
Oh, that's right.
Any amendment to the AMP fee, which, just for context on why it is this way, regular student fees that come about now have to give 1/3 of their earnings back to the financial aid pipeline. The ACC fee has existed for much long before that, and it was grandfathered in at 25% rate instead. I'm not really sure why that is, but it's the facts, and Superb nestled in the AMP fee under us to take advantage of that grandfather.
Yeah.
That's why they're under us. So to reiterate, you are informally reviewing and kind of, but not really, telling the Senate that Exxon's okay with this. A student fee, which the language is fine, is permissible. is to vote for it, it'll be granted. To increase the AAC fee by $8 per student per semester for concerts.
So we as XCOM, we're just saying that we're okay with the language of this rather than being okay with the referendum itself.
Essentially.
Okay.
There is room for argument on how the process was done. It's very ill-defined, but I would advise that we not really argue about that here. It's happened and so be it. Sorry, like I mentioned, it's been a very long time.
Thank you for doing that.
This last still 2036.
What was that?
In section 8, it says something about like 2036.
Yes, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's from.
It has to be fees have to be reauthorized every 7 years.
Okay.
Or something like that. So, or I guess maybe 9?
So this will apply 2 years later, then, right? Because next
this
year.
This should go into effect this fall.
Oh, but then they're just going
to. I think the old one will terminate. Because the reason they're doing this early is because of Big C. When it failed, it scared a lot of people. So they're doing this as like insurance. If it doesn't pass this year, they can do it next year still have the original fee going.
I see, I see.
But if this passes, it'll terminate the existing one. So they can't double dip.
Okay.
I guess I have to go to fight.
Wait, I also have to go.
Yeah.
You all have to go?
Does anyone have opposition
to this?
No.
Anyone?
No.
Okay, then let's close out right now. Is there...
I move to close informal discussion.
Is there a second?
I second.
Motion to close informal discussion by Senator Cho, seconded by Senator Rodarte. Is there a motion to approve and forward to the Senate the nominations in items E through K?
I motion.
Oh, I thought we did earlier.
Did you? I thought you added them, not
approval. Oh,
yeah. I move to forward all the nominations E to K.
Okay. Senator Rodarte, seconded by Senator Cho.
Is the documented? This is just a question.
She always said she hasn't heard anything.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So they'll be next week.
Okay.
Thank you. I move to adjourn. Or do we have to roll call first?
You do have to do roll call. Where does Sarah go?
Bathroom.
Does she have to do it?
She doesn't have to do it. I just would feel bad if she was not present.
Oh, wait.
No,
Why don't we do this?
She's present. She's present.
Let's just conduct a roll call. We won't formally adjourn. I'll stay until she's back here, and then you guys can go. So we count it as present, and then just...
Oh, then how do we count her as present?
Because we'll just hold, like,
oh,
you move
I
on,
see,
you move
I
on,
see.
You move on. Okay, so, roll call. Roll call.
Yeah.
Senator Cho.
Here.
Senator Memon, not present. Senator Stumpy.
Here.
Senator Tehran. We'll hold that and come back to it. Senator Tai.
Here.
Senator Nays Rivera.
Here.
Senator Rodarte.
Here.
And then I'm here too. See how that was messed up. Okay.
Where's
it's upstairs in Bayview.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry, the mad I drew her for him, but we wouldn't have had more. Audrey, can you?
I'm so excited too. I think it's
awesome. I love seeing
you. I don't care.
Videos. They're so fun.
I motion to adjourn by Senator Stankovic, seconded by Senator Cho.
Amazing. Thank you.